Welcome to the Brett Frost Sports Podcast, the number one sports podcast in the peninsula. I'm with my boy, Brandon J. Stovall, and the Italian stallion, Joe LaSala. Niners had the bye week last week. We're 2 days away from Monday night football. Cleveland Browns coming to town. Cleveland coming to Levi's. Coming off a big win in Baltimore, upsetting the Ravens and destroying Joe's and I's pick. Joe LaSala, what do you have to say for yourself after that? You're now 1-2 on betting predictions. Come on, Joe. Step it up now, kid.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're calling it an upset, but when you were watching that game, it didn't even look like an upset. Cleveland was clearly the better team that day. They went into Baltimore and had their way all game. Nick Chubb's an absolute beast. Three touchdowns. Was unstoppable in the game. Baker Mayfield looked much better. Cleveland, they had a really great game, and they're coming into this Monday Night Football game with some solid momentum, and they look like they might be the favorites for this game. They looked really good, and are they now the number one in their division? I think they might be tied for first.
Well, they're 500 now. They're 2-2. I got to look at Baltimore's 2-2. Yeah, I think it's a 2-way. Yeah, well, technically, then they're number one because they win the tiebreaker.
Yeah,
but I got it. Let's talk Niners, dude. This is the Brett Frost Sports Podcast. We're in the Bay, but let's talk Niners. Stovall, Shanahan getting an extra bye week, an extra week to prepare against the Cleveland Browns. I cannot wait to see what Shanny's gonna draw up.
Stovall, Shanny is the crafty MF, man. That guy. Well, we talked about him before in the past, but the week prior, he didn't get too ahead of himself. Like, he made the right play call in the right time instead of doing some ridiculous flea flicker nonsense where you don't need it. So he's making the right play calls. It's just we just got to execute on them, right? Like, the guy will be there with the right play. We just need to follow through, play our game, execute.
Are you worried that we might be a little bit sloppy, Stovall, coming off a bye week? You know how we were pretty sloppy against Pittsburgh? You think we clean it up?
I think we clean it up. I mean, Pittsburgh, that was just a fluke, to be honest. Like, we made way too many mistakes against Pitt. Like, that should not have happened. We're not going to average four turnovers a game. So this week, Browns, the dirty Browns, the doggy dog Browns.
The dog pound.
It's gonna be exciting. I know you got tickets to the game,
dude. Stove, seventh row behind the goalpost. Look for me in the stands, going nuts. I'm gonna have that Jerry Rice jersey on. You already know, Stoveball.
That's dirty.
That's dirty. Joe, I gotta get back over to Joe. So we know the Cleveland Browns struggle to protect the quarterback. We know their O-line is not good. We know Baker likes to roll out and run right, like AB said. Joe, what do you see from our front four getting after him?
Yeah, so I think that's going to be the key to the game. We're really going to have to establish an aggressiveness really early on, and we need to be able to attack him and get to him. If he has more than 3 seconds to throw, that's just going to be unacceptable. We got D Ford's practicing. D Ford's been practicing this week. He should be able to play. Bosa's been doing great. Buckner, Armstead, we need to get in there. That's going to be the key to the game. Second thing to watch for me is Witherspoon's out for a month, obviously, and he's going to have his backup in. Sherman and Witherspoon have been praising the guy coming in. I think his name is Emmanuel. And I don't know who he's going to match up with, but obviously Odell's going to be Sherman. That's going to be Sherman Island. And I think we need to hold Landry below six catches, below seven. He's going to get his targets. If we hold him below seven receptions and below 80 yards, we're going to run away with this game. I think that's another big key. Landry and then the trenches.
The trenches.
Yeah, we can't have Chubb run around like a madman like last week.
Yeah.
I mean, that was ridiculous. Like, that was terrible defense last week. That man went off, and that was just, I mean, we have arguably probably the best run defense right now. I don't think we've allowed one rushing touchdown, if I'm not mistaken. I think we're the only team left to not allow a rushing touchdown. So as long as that can stand and we can lock down those guys, we'll be in motion.
So,
baby.
So Stovall, our Stovall Niners favored by 4 right now. Wow. What do you think about that?
That I think they're gonna, beat that. I think they're, it's Let's Monday. Go. It's Monday night at home. Like,
let's go.
They've had a lot of time to prepare for this. It's Monday night. It's a home game against the Browns. Like, I just see the stars aligning, us having a big game. I'm not going to throw out my prediction yet. We'll save that towards the end. For sure. But I think they'll cover.
Joe, what do you think about that?
That's a little tougher to call just because, like I said, with Witherspoon being out, I'm a little less confident in that area. If they're able to exploit that, I think the Browns can easily cover that spread. But I think I do have them covering that. I would take the Niners. The reason being, I really feel confident in the trenches. The Browns O-line is not strong. It's their weakest area. Conversely, it's arguably one of our strongest areas.
Yeah, I think we got to get the Browns in those third and like long situations, third and mid, third and long situations, force Baker to have to make a play and beat us, force that O-line to have to protect.
Yeah, we just got to frazzle him, get him moving, get him thinking. And I think Bosa can definitely do it. He's been a great edge rusher. He hasn't had a ton of sacks, but he's always had pressures. He's always been in the quarterback's face, and he's been really good.
And Bosa had some time off. Get that ankle ready.
Exactly. So, yeah, exactly. We're going to, if we establish up front at the line and we're able to hold Chubb, you know, to an average game without him breaking anything. I mean, yeah, 4 points. We're covering that. I actually, the more I talk about it, the more comfortable I feel. I'm almost talking myself into this bet. God, yeah, it's going to be a good one though. The Browns really started to, with the media and everyone against them last week, they really showed up. They showed some.
Odell only getting 2 targets last week as well, Joe.
I think the Ravens almost game planned against that though. They probably had Earl Thomas shadow him, and you saw Landry had a huge game as a result. I didn't watch that game in depth, but just seeing how effective Landry was for the day tells me that Odell most likely opened up some of the field for him. He probably had one-on-one coverage for the most part.
Yeah. And you know, what's funny about Odell Beckham, Joe, I don't think there's a football player in the NFL that I dislike more than Odell Beckham.
Yeah. He's not a really likable guy, but I think you got to respect the talent. He's so freaking good. He's honestly really athletic. He knows how to play football. He's a hard runner. He's passionate. He's a great player. This Cleveland team is definitely threatening in a lot of areas. But I feel so comfortable knowing how weak their O-line is. They spent all their money elsewhere. The O-line is like paper.
But let me ask you this, though. Well, like I was just touching on, Odell Beckham gets 2 targets. Now, I've always said he's a me guy, and you don't win with me guys. Stovall.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, yeah, he is talented. He's got incredible hands. He's obviously gifted in what he's doing. But to go back to what we were talking about, you know, wearing watches, getting all the flashy jewelry, look at me kind of guy. We just got, I mean, do something first, right? Like win a playoff game. Then let's start talking about how good you are. But as of right now, you know, you're just one of those guys who, you know, you're like that 7-foot Serbian on the bench right now that nobody talks about. Yeah. It's like, dude, do something, you know, prove yourself, win a playoff game. But in the meantime, yeah, he'll be the guy with great hands. But I don't know. I mean,
Stove, and we kind of touched on this in the last pod. Everywhere I go, YouTube, TV, social media, I see a gal dang beer drinking Baker Mayfield commercial everywhere. Every I time. Look, everywhere I go, the guy went 7-9 last year. So
yeah, they're not even about. They're not even. They don't even have a winning record right now.
Like, it's insane.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, I think I've seen 3 or 4 different commercials with Baker Mayfield on it. I don't understand. Like, I just don't get it. Do something, right? Prove yourself. But getting back to the game really quick, I hope we can lock him down. I hope we can lock down the receivers. I know that Jarvis Landry was in concussion protocol, so
he's cleared.
He's cleared.
He is cleared.
I wonder if they'll limit his minutes, though. I'd like to see what happens, or if, you know, who knows. But yeah, I mean, we got to come to play. We got our defense, our secondary's got to come to play.
Step up. Joe, I gotta get back to you. So Joe, you're now 1-2 with your picks on your betting picks. What game this year? Can we get you to 500, Joe? What game this week do you like?
Let me tell you about something that's happening in NOLA this weekend.
Ooh.
Tampa Bay +3.
Yeah.
They're gonna give you 3 points against a Teddy Bridgewater offense that looks inept. Alvin Kamara is a stud. Let's not get that twisted. Michael Thomas is a stud. The defense is playing great. But that Tampa Bay team can score. And they get takeaways. They score on defense. This is a sneaky good team. It's so weird to say that because Jameis has been just such a, like, you never know what you're going to get with Jameis. He's an up and down quarterback. Yeah. He has periods where he looks excellent, throwing for well over 300 yards, multiple touchdowns, controlling the pace of the game. And then he has those games where he can't take care of the ball and he's just throwing it straight to the secondary. He's looked sharp these last 2 weeks, though. I will give him that. They looked great against the Rams. He torched Peters and Tlaib. It was honestly...
He went off.
It was gross. So I'm picking that game. I like this Tampa Bay team. They're a sneaky good team, similar to Detroit. You're going to get 3 points against a New Orleans team who, although they have a great defense, have not shown an ability to score consistently on offense under Bridgewater. I like this game. I would take Tampa Bay here. I also don't think New Orleans has ever been good. I don't think they've been good in the past year at covering at home. I think I saw somewhere that they were 2-7 against the spread at home. So I do like this game, especially given how Tampa Bay has been playing, in addition to how we've seen this New Orleans team play offense.
Stovall, you got one for
us? Yeah,
well,
I mean, we were hating on Tampa Bay, thinking they were trash because they played the Niners week 1 and just got...
Mollywopped.
So, I mean, it goes to show you that maybe we were wrong about the Niners, and also we were wrong about Tampa Bay. I like that. I think Tampa Bay is a bit of a dark horse, but... my other dark horse is we were just talking about it with Lions, man. The Lions have kind of came out of nowhere, and they should have arguably won the last game against, or they should have beat Kansas City. I think they turned over the ball twice inside the 5. I know that they fumbled it on the 1.
Correct me if I'm wrong also here, guys, but I think there was a 4th down play and they got a roughing the passer on Mahomes. Game would have been over.
It was on 3rd and long.
I thought it was 4th.
Was it 4th or was it 3rd and long?
I wasn't
able to watch this play given the coverage we have out here, but I think it was like a game-ending play if they don't get this penalty, given the state of the game. I'm not sure, but just going back to your point, Detroit should have. They probably win that game 7 out of 10 times.
Yeah, exactly. I think Detroit's a little bit of a dark horse, and I think I like their... I've never been high on Detroit, but... Yeah, I think they got something going on in the Detroit area.
In the D?
In the D.
Do we know who they play this week?
That's a good question. We do not, but I think they're a team to look out for.
I agree with that. That secondary is really good. They've been able to limit... I mean, Mahomes looked way more uncomfortable last week than we've ever seen him, so I think that's playing credit to their secondary, and they just overall have a strong defense out there.
Yeah, and Joe, how do you feel about... we just watched the Rams-Seahawks game. Right. How do we feel about our division, though?
Dude, can I touch on that really quickly?
Can we talk
Stovall?
About this division?
I mean,
yeah.
I got to touch on that, dude. Russell Wilson is putting on an absolute show, dude. He was unbelievable. Did you see some of those throws he made across his body on the run in tight windows? Oh, my goodness, dude.
He's a gamer, man. There's no moment too big for that guy. He controls the pace of the game. If you're down 6 points, you need a game-winning touchdown. Russell Wilson's one of those quarterbacks you feel really comfortable with late in the game for one drive. He's ice cold. He's awesome to watch. Obviously, growing up, never been a Seattle fan, but it's hard to hate Russ. He's an excellent quarterback, and this Seattle team really has an identity. They pound the rock. They run it extremely effectively with Chris Carson. Did not fumble last week. Looking like he's getting the yips out of his system. Did you guys see him actually almost drop that touchdown pass though at the end? That was, yeah, he said the lights were in his eyes and he couldn't see it, but I was just like, oh my God, here we go again. But this NFC West division is actually pretty gross. Let's think about this, guys. Seahawks 4-1, Rams 3-2, but arguably probably should be 4-1 given how the game ended Thursday. And then you have Niners 3-0, possibly able to get to 4-0 this Monday night. This is a really well contested division for first place. And whoever doesn't make it out, it's going to be the NFC wild card is going to be tough this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
And the NFC wild card is going to be a bloodbath, man.
We have to play the Rams twice and Seattle twice. Both great teams. Obviously, they have to play us too. This is a tough division. And let me just say, this year, having watched football, it's just like all around the league just seems to be in such a good spot. Detroit looks great. Outside of what, Miami and the Washington Redskins, I think every team is you're able to watch them, even the Jaguars.
Yeah, and the teams that you like, or not necessarily like, but want to see do well because they've always had the past of doing well, like the Cowboys, the Packers, you know, the Eagles. Like, those teams are doing great this year, and it's fun to watch. You may not like the team, but it's good football.
Yeah, there's a lot of good football teams right now. Yeah, outside of the Dolphins, the Redskins,
Cardinals.
Even they're kind of fun to watch because you have Kyler Murray.
They're fun to watch, yeah.
But I want to also say the Broncos. They're abysmal to watch, and they just lost Chubb to the ACL. The league's in a great spot right now. It's really fun to watch. I think a lot of teams are going to be able to compete in the playoffs. Obviously, Kansas City and the Patriots being a step above everyone else right now. But you look around the league, once New Orleans gets Drew Brees back, they're going to be extremely deadly. That defense has really come together these past couple of weeks. Seahawks and Rams look like they're going to be a threat. Niners have shown through 3 weeks that they're a team to look out for. Obviously, Baltimore. I mean, the list goes on and on. This is the Eagles, Green Bay, Minnesota outside of Cousins. Cousins is abysmal, but that defense is awesome. They have plenty of skill players on the offense through Cook, Diggs, and Talon. But
I'm with you on that. It's gonna be really competitive. I gotta go back over to Stovall though. Stovall, your boy Kirk Cousins is under a lot of heat right now.
What the hell?
He's under a lot of heat.
Kirk Cousins, Jesus, yeah. That guy. I mean, I'm glad the Niners didn't sign him.
Dude, you were kind of pushing for him.
I was, but there was no other options at the time, right? There it's like, shoot, are we going to ride with these trash guys, or are we going to ride with Brian Hoyer, or are we going to, you know, step up to the plate? Like, come on. So, I mean, Kirk Cousins, what did he say? What do we always say? How you like me now?
You like me now?
Yeah, whatever the heck it was.
You like that?
Yeah, you like that? He needs to go back to Washington. But I mean, Washington's a whole nother can of worms. Jesus Christ. Colt McCoy with the star. Dwayne Haskins, I did think he was going to get into that game. But like I said the previous week, but dear Lord, man, that guy got thrown to the wolves. God, I kind of feel bad for him because he had such a terrible outing. But
how do you bounce back from that? And like,
you gotta take a game off.
It was like watching the Purge out there. The Washington team was just dying everywhere.
Like, he was just throwing dead ducks. Like at that point.
Oh my God.
But I mean, circling back to Kirk Cousins, he's got to put something together for that. For that team, I think
does he turn around, Stovall, really quickly? Does he turn it around?
I mean,
the Vikings make the playoffs.
I hope so, and I think he does. But other than that, like, some of these teams are just going defeated right now. Like Washington, like, they're trying to figure it out. The coach is abysmal. He's probably foot out the door right
he's
now.
Down.
Broncos with Flacco, you're probably going to see Locke here coming in.
Well, Joe, you want to touch on that really quickly?
Or? Yeah. So if Kirk Cousins is made of anything, this is when he'll bounce back, because he's losing the locker room. Diggs is pretty much 1 foot out the door, maybe two. He might be in Buffalo already. If you guys have seen the rumors, it's like a lot of rumors point him going to Buffalo. That's another story entirely. But Kirk is losing the locker room. There's a lot of frustration on this offense. They should be able to throw the ball. The line is obviously effective because the run has been effective with Dalvin.
He's on your fantasy team. Plug.
20 points a week. Yeah. But I'm still 3-5. Anyway, Kirk is made of anything, we'll see it. But holy smokes. Well, can we put his agent in the MVP conversation? Because this guy's got $80 million guaranteed and he's throwing 100 yards a game.
Oh, man. Well, guys, thank you.
80 million guaranteed. Throws 10 passes a game.
All right. Well, we will see if Kirk bounces back, Joe. He might tune in. He might tune in, send you a DM after he throws 3 touchdowns, 300 yards, but probably not. But anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in on the number one sports podcast in the peninsula. Brett Frost, Brandon J. Stovall, Italian Stallion, Joe Lasalo. Get ready for that Warriors Heat. That's going to be coming here soon. Warriors Lakers tonight, preseason. I'm fired up. Keep tuning in. I love you all. Peace.